I got a babysit for my grandmother. I promised some guy, 6 months ago. That brings us to chapter 3 in the Havada Gaga handbook. Exacting revenge. You'll remember this, son. You'll remember it for a long time. I mean, there she is, 16 and hot-looking. Young and tight. In demand. Firm. A tucker she could bounce a quarter 3 feet in the air off of. But keep in mind one thing. Chances are you will age more gracefully than she will. Just statistically speaking, mind you. Chances are, when you're 35 and she's 34, you'll be a successful businessman. You'll have the boku bucks. She, on the other hand, will be on a downward slide. If she's hot stuff now, chances are she'll fall for the captain of the football team. Or who's ever happening in high school now. She'll be married at 18. She'll have those 2 kids. She'll be hopelessly distended by 21. Then she'll start putting on the pounds. By 26, you won't even recognize her. You'll think, hey, was that Zelda, that hot dame in high school that everybody was dying? Look at her. Holy jeez. Look at a turd cutter on her. The wonder she could even get in those ski pants. Oh, Nelly. She'll have that jaded look in her eye of a woman that had hope and promise, but has since been divorced, rejected, finding it hard even to get dates, let alone a man who wants to marry her with her ready-made family, her 2 sniveling kids. Believe me, son, it hurts now, but you'll have the last laugh. Because when that day comes, when you're 35 and she's 34, you'll be popping out of your drop-top Cadillac. You'll be hopping into the Kmart to pick up some chlorine for your Olympic-sized pool. And who will you run into but her? She'll recognize you right off the bat. She'll say, oh, hi. Lyle, it's high school, remember? And you'll look and you'll say, holy jeez, what happened to her? Look at her, more chins than a Chinese phone book, you'll think to yourself. You'll say, oh, yeah, Zelda, how are you? It's been a long time. Then you'll remember that cold-hearted rejection when you asked her to the prom. She didn't even have the guts to say, no, my grandmother's sick, I have to stay home. She didn't even have the guts to say, I promised somebody else. She just turned you down cold and you remember. And revenge is a dish that tastes best when served cold. So you say, you know something, Zelda? I've always had a crush on you. She'll smile, her beefy cheeks puckering into dimples. She'll say, really? You say, yeah, I remember when we were in high school. Oh, man. And I'll tell you something. It's the reason I've never married. Her interest will brighten. You've never married? No, I never have. This is kind of silly, but I've always carried a torch for you, Zelda. I don't know. I always hoped that one day you'd come to your senses. Are you free? Well, yes, I'm recently divorced. Really? Oh, my God, I can't believe it. You want to have dinner and talk about old times? She'll say, I'd love to. Of course, she's in there to buy some cheap toy for her stinking kid because she ain't got no bucks. But you whip out that gold card. And you say, tell you what, let's buy something nice for the kids, because I haven't seen you in a long time. And I wanna have some time with you alone. Tell you what, let's pick up a Teddy Ruxpin and about 14 tapes, okay? She'll say, but geez, those things are like $90 a piece, and the tapes are 40. Nah, let's pick up a Teddy and about 14 tapes. And I tell you what, you want to pick up some food? Why don't you go over to the food section of the store, get a couple of T-bones, okay? And tell you what, I'm going to run around here, and they got wine in here. Let me get a couple of big bottles of wine. I tell you what, let's get champagne. $20 a bottle, but how often do I see my childhood sweetheart? And as you watch her go waddling away, she fills that shopping cart with about $300 worth of purchases. She gets in line, you stand there with her talking. You say, tell you what, let me pull my caddy around front so we don't have to walk as far. While you're waiting in line, I'll pop back in with the card, okay? And she says, okay. Then you watch gleefully at the window as she stands there in line. And the clerk says, that'll be $302, please. You wave and drive away.
Today's edition of Masterpiece Theater has been postponed.
Put it back,
so we can bring you more of The Grease Man on DC 101.